We're reading from Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 to 14. When you pray, don't be like those show-offs who love to stand up and pray in the meeting places and on the street corners. They do this just to look good. I can assure you that they already have their reward. When you pray, go into a room alone and close the door. Pray to your Father in private. He knows what is done in private, and he will reward you. When you pray, don't talk on and on as the people who don't know God. They think that God likes to hear long prayers. Don't be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask. You should pray like this.
We'd love you to join in with us. I think you'll recognise the next part of the reading. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
For the last 3 weeks at church, we've been thinking and then challenged about being on the front line. The place where we can all make a difference, wherever we are and whatever we do. That word front line is quite important. And I'm going to use it quite often this morning in my talk. And at the end, if anybody can come and tell me how many times I've used it, I've got a little treat for you. Today, however, we're thinking about whoever we are. Well, in the Bible, it tells us that we're all children of God. We're made by him and loved by him, no matter how old we are or how young we are. So that includes everybody here today. We can all make a difference in the world, and our value, our worth, our significance, and our life on the front line as active and believing Christians come with this identity as a child of God. And enable us to think about this in more depth, we need to think about that Bible reading we've just heard from Melissa and Julie. I'm pleased to say I've got some volunteers at the front to help me think about praying this prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray, and us too, to help us to be children of God on the front line. And we know this prayer nowadays as the Lord's Prayer. So, can we have bag one, please? Would you like to take out what's in your bag? And would you like to hold it up? It is on the picture, it's exactly the same on the screen as what you've got. I think you might have two things. Well done. Firstly, when we pray, Our Father in heaven, it helps us to know that we are children of God, our Heavenly Father. Whoever we are, God will be there to comfort and guide us through our lives in good times and bad. Some people find it helpful to think about God's love like the love of the person who knows you best. And as you can see in the pictures, certainly the first one with the family there, it could well be your mum or your dad, your husband or your wife, your brother or sister, or even your grandparents. God's love for us is, however, bigger than any other love. And all the people in the second picture, think of all those people. God loves all of them, like he loves all of us. I think it's helpful as we pray these few words. Our Father in heaven, we're with the person who knows us and loves us best. Thank you. You can sit down. Right, let's bag. Perhaps you'd like to tell Julie what you've got on your piece of card.
Holy.
Holy. Can you hold it up? Well done. In the prayer it says, hallowed be your name. Hallowed means holy. So secondly, we should pray about what we should do for God. When we pray this part of the Lord's Prayer, we should remember that God, through his Son Jesus Christ, has co-opted us to do his work here on earth. We are encouraged, therefore, to do the things his way and to glorify him every day in all that we say and do on our front lines. Thank you. Would you like to tell Julie what you've got?
A globe.
You've got a globe. Right. Excellent. The next part of the Lord's Prayer is, thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory. Well, the globe reminds us that we need to pray for change. As lots of us know, change can be challenging. But as followers of Jesus, we are called to pray that God's will be done here and now. When Jesus lived on earth, he declared that the kingdom of God had arrived. And it's our job on the front line to make his name known at all times and in all places. We all need to help to make the world the way God wants it to be. I wonder how we could do that. Anybody got any ideas? No? Well, I challenge you to think about it when you get home. We need to pray too for today's needs. And that's why we're praying, give us this day our daily bread. Back in the time when the Bible was written, bread was a very basic necessity of life, and still is in many parts of the world today. In this prayer, in the Lord's Prayer, bread is used as a symbol for asking God to make sure we have what we need to live our lives as he would want us to. Again, I wonder what you think these might be. Again, something for you to think about later. By praying this part of the prayer, it suggests we need to rely on God for all things that will keep us alive. Food, like bread, will help us, but so will God if we have the right relationship with him. So help us, Lord, to think of others and what they might need, not just what we think we might need on our front line.
I've got forgiveness.
I'd like to turn it round. Excellent. Now we need to pray for yesterday's mistakes. So we ask in the Lord's Prayer for God to forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Sin is not a word we really use today very much, but it's used to describe all the wrong things we've said and done. We're asking God to forgive us what we have done to hurt others, but also to forgive others what they might have done to us. This is not always easy for us to do, I know, But God also knows this, and he also knows when we're working hard for it to happen. I think this part of the Lord's Prayer is perhaps the most challenging for all, whoever we are, and especially when we're standing on our front lines. Next person.
Money.
Got lots of money in your bag, haven't you? Would you like to come and stand? Could you stand in the middle because people can't see you behind the music stand? That's right. Well done. Lovely. Now we've got to pray for today and tomorrow and what will happen to us in the future. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God does understand we cannot always behave and act as he would want us to do. There is an enemy called Satan or the devil who wants to take us away from God's love. And so times of temptation and testing will come to every one of us, whoever we are. Temptation is a long word. I was thinking, when I wrote this, I was thinking about money being tempting us. I wonder what tempts you. We're asking God in this part of the prayer to help us stay away from things and people that are wrong for us or who might do wrong to us. We're praying for God's protection at all times, especially when we're on the front line serving him. Come to our last bag. It's a good job that I have Waitrose home delivery. I asked for bags this week. I don't always have bags.
A crown.
You've got a crown. Lovely. Lastly, we think about the final lines in the Lord's Prayer. It is a long prayer, but every part of it is so important. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Well, everything in the world, each and every one of us, belongs to God. In telling God we know all the blessings and good things we've come from him, we're making a promise that we will take care of all the gifts God has given us. We will set an example for others to see and do. Serving God on the front line whenever, wherever we are, whatever we do, and now whoever we are, is all about allowing God's resurrection power to work in and through our lives as we respond to what God is asking each one of us to do. However, to do this, we really do need to have a clear sense of who we are. And I pray that by regularly praying this prayer that Jesus gave his first disciples to use, it will also help us in our daily lives as present-day disciples of Jesus Christ on our front lines. Amen.